Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going into our second half of the program. And so we'd like to recap here and tell you that as of now, we have raised a total of $358,000.
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow. Mm.
4,743 pounds of pasta. Oh, no, wait. Mark's eating. Minus two.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
I guess that I could have fed two kids, I guess.
Oh. He's got two plates there. He's got a lovely looking salad there.
Well, little Rudy, you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
I can't believe they didn't put an escargot on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Just to mess with me?
The escargot on top of the ding-dong is their new treat around
Mark
here.
Mark told me before he went vegan, he was an aficionado of escargot.
Yeah, I was way into escargot.
Like,
yeah.
Everywhere he went, if it had it, he ordered it.
That's really true. I used to love escargot before I went vegan,
Is so, what do you miss most about being vegan, escargot?
No. I think I miss my friends mostly.
That's great. That's awesome, man.
Kudos.
That's great. That's a great line, dude. What do you miss most? Everybody I've ever met.
Right.
Yeah. But that meal looks great. What is that in front of you?
So that's a salad. This is Bruno's salad, the White House salad.
Wow.
And then this is a, what is this, Sharon? This
is
a
pasta primavera.
Pasta primavera.
Primavera. I have to say, I'm going to post it on my Instagram.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. The way they serve the food here is your food is the most beautiful food on earth. It really is. The way you plate food,
He just took a quality check, by the way. He walked by and looked at it with a discerning eye.
Yeah, he did.
Or I think he saw a bug in it or something. Have you, is there fake Parmesan cheese?
No. This is straight pasta, and I think
But I mean, in your life, have you discovered a fake Parmesan cheese?
Oh, yeah, we've got analogs for everything. Yeah, Neil Saavedra's turned me on to a couple of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was vegan.
He's not, but he keeps his eye out for me on stuff.
Yeah. All right, Mark Thompson, everybody.
His new
show is on YouTube.
Yes, and there are three subscribers to my show here tonight.
Wow.
To younger people. Four subscribers. That's called The Mark Thompson Show. It's on YouTube. You don't have to ever listen, but please go to YouTube and put in The Mark Thompson Show. When it comes up, subscribe. And I don't care whether you listen after that.
The
Mark Thompson
Show.
It's a great show. It's a great show.
It really is fun. So thank you.
All right.
Who do we have, Tim? We've got somebody here.
Well, let me introduce, first of all, to reset with everybody. Mark Thompson is with us. Michael Crozier. And then we have Sharon Bellio. Of course, Bruno is with us. Angel Martinez is with us. Steve Gregory. Michelle Cube. The General, Dana, is with us. Nate, with no nickname yet. We should slap one
no
on
nickname,
him.
Nate.
And where is Stefaroni Tony? Stefoosh.
Right there.
Right
dead
there.
Center, baby.
Yes. Stefoosh.
And I've seen Nick Pagliocchini, the traffic IRRs. He's roaming around here somewhere
that's
as well.
All right. All right. And Stefoosh, is that your girlfriend? What is her name?
Oh.
Rebecca? That's pretty cool. Look at you.
Yeah, woo! Nice.
Oh, Stefan Rebecca!
Still in that honeymoon phase. That'll wear off. Maybe tonight.
No.
All right.
Did they have the escargot?
Oh, my God. I don't think so. All right. Gustavo De Laura. De Laura is with us. And man, he is... You work here at the White House, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how old a young man are you?
I'm 18.
18 years old. Man, I'd love to be 18 again, huh? Hmm. You can see, you know, everything works.
Everything works.
That really is cool. What year were you born? You were born after 9/11.
Yes.
You were born in 2003?
2004.
Oh, my God. How about that? The kid's working here, is 18, is born after 9/11.
Jesus Christ.
God almighty. Don't mean to bring the room down. next I'm going into some Holocaust discussion with him. But
Park
how long have you been working here?
For like 4 months.
Okay. And and how did you guys meet? How did you meet Bruno?
So we, my mom and my parents divorced, mm-hmm. and we went to a shelter.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then, we stayed there for like a year and a half. And then my mom, she was like, I don't know where to go. So we met Bruno's and Katarina's Club. And they help us to move to a new apartment and pay us our rent for like 7 months.
Wow. Is that
so
right?
So I helped my mom. Yeah.
Man, I tell you, what is your mother's name?
Tasia.
Tasia. I bet that's a beautiful name, by the way.
Yeah,
I bet she was thrilled. She probably was crying when that happened.
Yes, because it was a blessing for us. And she didn't know where to go, so where to start.
Right, and nobody wants to see their kids having to struggle for food or clothing or education or anything like that. Where did you go to school?
There or
in here? Did you go to high school here?
I went to El Dorado.
Oh, El Dorado's a great school.
Yeah, and then I transferred to South Hills when I went to the shelter, and then after that I went to El Camino.
Oh, so you had to transfer schools when your parents got divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been very traumatic for you. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you look. You have such a great disposition, and you have such a great attitude for what you've been through. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
You're the second oldest of the kids.
Yes.
And you have a brother or sister who's two?
Yeah, I had two brothers and three sisters.
And who's the youngest?
The youngest is my little sister. She's two.
Oh, that must be great to come home to every night, huh? And
she's
you guys all live together?
Yeah.
One big, happy, tight family.
Yeah, we got two rooms, so they separate the kid, the girls, and the boys. So.
Man, oh, man. So if you didn't meet Bruno, your whole life would have been different.
Yes.
That is fantastic, man. And what is your heritage? Where what's your family?
My family?
Yeah, originally where are they from?
From Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Okay.
We came here 5 years ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And did you speak English before you came?
No.
Wow.
That's extraordinary. So you spoke Portuguese? Is that?
Yeah, I speak Portuguese, and then I came here, and then I had like EOD class. But the best thing that helped me was speaking with like people that speak English at all.
Sure, okay, of course.
It was like forcing me to learn English harder and faster, you know?
Wow,
and
you're terrific.
You speak it beautifully.
You do.
Yeah,
you really do.
Like when I'm nervous, like right now, like kind of.
What do you want, Gustavo? What do you want to do, man? Now you're 18. You're getting out of high school, going into what do you want to do?
Right now, I really don't know. I might like learn more like language stuff, you know, because I like to learn new language.
How many languages do you speak?
Three. Spanish is like a little bit, not a lot. You know?
Okay.
I understand more than I speak.
Spanish, Portuguese, and English.
Yeah.
And Portuguese, you're fluent.
Yeah.
You can knock it out.
Yeah.
All right. Are people? I hear some of the workers here speaking Italian. Is that fake? Are they really Italian? Wow. Muy frio.
You can tell. Tim grew up in a show business family. Yeah. There are very few authentic things.
That's right. Yeah, I thought the accents were fake. I thought,
Mama Mia.
I thought, you know, you're Italian and they do this fake accent so you like them more. It does sound good, though. It does sound promising.
It's very sexy.
Gustavo, what time do you work till every day?
Like 2:12.
Okay, and then how do you get home? Are you driving?
No, not yet. But my brother, he comes home after work, and then he picks me up, or my mom.
Okay.
All
right, and how far do you live from here?
Like 15 minutes.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Have you been, like, with the family that big? You ever go to, like, Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm?
I went when I first got here to United States, not to California, to United States.
Okay.
But never went to California, Disneyland.
Wait, you've never been to Disneyland?
Not in California.
Oh, Robin, we got to set him up, right?
Yeah.
All right. We have a big party every single year in December. I'm not going because I can't go this year. And my wife's not going. My daughter's not going because she has cheer. So that's three tickets. Are you going?
I can't go, so yeah.
That's four, five. Yeah. I think we can get him five tickets, right? Yeah. You're going to Disneyland, young man. That's great. What was that? Oh, Bruno just said he's not taking the night off for that trip. Oh, my God. That's so rude. You know what? You're going to love Disneyland, especially the two-year-old. You're going to get a picture there right to the castle. You're going to love it forever. And go early and stay late.
Sure.
Yeah, so We're gonna set you up though the entire family. We have Disney connections, so I guess we can do that, right?
whatever you say.
That's when I get a call on the way home. Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
How many tickets? And the kid already went to Disney World. What does he need to see? But anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
For as much trauma as you've been through with changing schools and living in a shelter, you have terrific manners, and your mom did a great job with you.
And actually, I want to mention my little brother. When my mom was pregnant in the shelter, she was pregnant, so I had to deliver the baby. Cause
oh, my God.
Wow. The paramedics couldn't get on time, so I had to just...
In the shelter?
Yeah.
Wow. That
so,
is
so
wild.
Wait a minute. So if somebody is pregnant and start, you can deliver a baby here tonight if you
yeah.
have.
Yay! Everybody do it.
Nah, I just Steph, it was get on like my mom.
It was a one-off. That's just a one-off.
Yeah,
you couldn't. You don't want to do it again.
No.
Okay.
But when you were delivering your brother, was it brother or sister?
Yeah, my brother.
When you were delivering your brother, and your mom was giving birth, was a lot of just hands and no looking.
Yeah. It was just hands and no looking. Because I was like focused more on my brother's
yes.
life. So like I don't know what could happen. So
yeah.
I had to like
wow.
You know, the people there helped me too, and then he's you can, great now.
You can tell me, once that was done and you delivered a baby from your mom, did you go out and have a cigarette?
No. No, not at all.
You know?
The only thing I did, I went to the room and then I was just surprised and
I
happy.
Bet.
Yeah.
Well, what's that kid's name?
David.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Bruno said that kid's name was Lucky. That's rude. All right, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on.
Sure.
And I can't believe again how what a beautiful human being you are for as much drama.
Thank you.
You are, and the mom deserves a lot of credit too.
Sure.
Just like, we're gonna have you on every year.
Sure.
All right. Conway Show. We're live here at the White House in Anaheim. Come on down, 887 South Anaheim. We'll be till 10 bells on KFI AM 640. We are back live here at the Anaheim White House in Anaheim, 887 South Anaheim Boulevard. So come on by. We're gonna auction off some stuff here momentarily, so you people can bid on some pretty valuable stuff around here. Yeah.
We've got stuff that to auction to get here, and we've also got, if you go to Pastathon, we have an auction that's going online at pastathon.com that goes until midnight on Friday.
Oh, is that right? And, oh, that's cool.
And that's where you get the stuff, like Angel's got a totally naughty sandals package, a couple sandals and a couple other things. We've got some lunches, dinners with some of the KFI hosts.
Wow.
We've got, you can get your home whispered by Dean Sharp.
Okay.
Whispered.
That's kind of cool.
It's written right here. I didn't
know. And then Steve Gregory joins us. Steve Gregory, everybody.
Thank you. Good evening.
And Steve Gregory is also involved with the auction somehow.
Yeah. So this year we were talking and we decided to auction off an opportunity to accompany me and my team with Unsolved. When we go to the sheriff's department or some law enforcement agency and interview a detective about a case.
Wow.
So the high bidder will be able to accompany us in the field and go to a taping, and then we'll have lunch afterwards and sort of do a debrief.
And that's great, dude.
Yeah. So we've never done that before, and whoever is the high bidder is going to have to be sworn to secrecy because they'll be privy to a lot of super secret information. So we're excited about it. I did want to note Mark's martini and bottled soda water.
Yeah, Mark's knocking it down here.
Well, yeah, Mark is
I drove 2 hours to get here, and when I arrived, I did an hour of the show. And then, by the way, it was in my mind the whole time I passed the bar, and I thought, there's a martini there waiting for me. So I broke first for the martini, and then Robin and Sharon both said, you want something to eat?
Wow.
They brought over a menu. And so now I'm just a glutton here, you know.
It reminds me of when we used to do Tuesdays at Chow.
Yes.
We eat martinis and all the time.
Steve Gregory and I used to do a regular, before the Conway Show, a regular visit. And there were other KFIers who used to come. This is pre-COVID. We sat there. I used to have two martinis before I'd go to do Tim's show.
At what restaurant?
Chow Christina.
Oh, Chow Christina. Okay.
Yeah, right. When they were still open.
Right down the street. So, yes, it's very similar.
That is pretty cool. Ron Levinson came by. Where's Ron Levinson? Is he still here? Ron Levinson from Anaheim. All right. Well, he stopped by quick hit. Came by, said hi, and he moved out.
Well, so if anyone's interested in the...
Is that on the site?
It's on the site, Pastathon.com. then I'm also involved in lunch with Bill Handel.
Really?
Yeah, a lunch with Bill Handel.
That's so always a sight. The three of
us, and that's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. Just you and Bill?
Yeah. That's not going to be pretty.
We're going to go to Tequila's?
No, it's actually preordained. We are going to Brent's Deli.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
Yeah, so we're doing Brent's Deli. So Bill and I will sit there, and whoever is the high bidder will get to sit and listen to us tell tall tales.
Wow. I'd like to bid on that.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Get on out there with your two studs. Yeah.
So that's what I got going on with the pasta. Well,
it's awfully generous of you to do that, you know.
Well, it's always a good cause. I mean, this is the one thing I think we all look forward to, and it's, you know, Michelle and everyone does an amazing job putting this together. All the shows step up, and it's a lot of fun. I think Wendy's being on part of this is really cool.
It's really cool.
It's really, I mean, the bar is really getting higher every year with Smart and Final and Wendy's and everybody.
It's exploding. When we hit a million last year, that was like, oh my God, we've hit a new threshold, and then. When I first heard Wendy's, I was like, oh, my God.
I know, right? And I guess after this year, they're going to reevaluate and possibly open up even more stores for us. And
you know, this restaurant is closed on Tuesday, so everybody here is here for the show. I mean, we used to have, like, just the people in this tent or in this room with the show, and then people out there would be like, who the hell are those guys?
That's right.
But yet everybody out there is now here because of KFI.
I think that's great.
And Bruno opened up tonight just for this event.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Bruno.
Bruno! That was good.
And Bruno, I should also say, too, another plug for my show. Bruno will be hosting us. We'll be doing a taping of Unsolved in this very room, too.
When are you doing that?
We'll be doing that after the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's part of the Pastathon thing, too?
No.
That's not.
This one, actually, they'll get to go with us in the news vehicle, and then we'll go out to the sheriff's department or the police department, and they'll get to sit there with the detective and watch us do the interview on the cases.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
All right. Steve Gregory, everybody. Ding dong with that guy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. You're the best. All right, we'll come back with some more totals. The money, you can still go to any Wendy's here in Southern California. You get a Frosty. That's that frozen chocolate peppermint, you know, like a milkshake at the end.
Peppermint.
And you can, they're going to donate $1 for every Frosty they sell today on Giving Tuesday. You can also go to Smart and Final in California, Arizona, or Nevada and donate at the checkout stand. So far, at the top of the show, they've already donated. They've counted $307,000, which is huge.
Ah.
And, wow, my pasta has arrived. Oh, then I'm going to take a break and eat this. It's Conway Show on KFI.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
I knocked off that entire meal.
How
oh, my
good
God,
is
dude.
That?
You got it with Mark, and he got his
minutes.
2 seconds
How
ago.
Good is that? You're coming over to the light.
Inhale.
That is unbelievable.
It's the vegan offering here at the White House in Anaheim.
It's pasta with a bunch of vegetables,
yeah,
and
pasta,
I could eat another one of these.
Yeah, it's so delicious. And the salad, and look at how beautiful it is. I'm going to post
unreal.
It to my social media, so you'll see it.
We're at the White House. Come on down. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, raising money and pasta and sauce for Katarina's Club. Bruno is here. He's usually not open on Tuesday, but he opened for us, which is really cool of him. Everybody here, even the patio, associated with the show. And people are donating like crazy this year.
We started off so empty in here
when
the show started.
Four people are here.
Completely packed. I want to give a quick shout out to three young guys who are our next generation of listeners. Kyle, Jonathan, and Nathan that have stopped by.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yes.
Old school guys.
Huge fans of KFI, man. We love to see that, man. As much as we love all of our listeners.
Subscribers to my YouTube show, the Mark Thompson Show.
So
right, like that younger demo into the Mark Thompson Show.
By the way, for you young guys out there, the way to get really, really awesome chicks is to tell them how much you love talk radio. They flip out.
That's how I got mine.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Her ex was a huge KFI listener.
Yeah, here's a quick story, and then we have a guest. But I was at the Newhall DMV, and the woman saw my license. She goes, are you any relation to the guy on the radio? I said, yeah. A very close relation. I said, that's me. And she looked down, and she goes, oh, that figures. And I'm like, oh, what happened? And she goes, well, my boyfriend and I would get into huge arguments because he just wanted to listen to you, and I wanted to listen to music. And we broke up over it.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I'd rather listen to talk radio than hang with you anymore.
Wow.
That
Right. So you're the other woman.
I'm the other woman.
Yeah.
The other woman happens to be a 59-year-old guy.
The heart wants what it wants.
All right. Garden Grove Police Department. We have a Garden Grove Police Detective with us, Daniel Camara. All right, Camara. Like they are, Camara.
Thank you for having me.
With Garden Grove Police Department. Now, you brought by a ton of pasta, 1,600 pounds?
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
We did pretty good this year.
That's terrific.
How did you raise so much? Is it the community or just the cops? Or
both. So we got involved about 5 years ago, and right. We've tried to increase every year. So this was a combination of being a public donation site. Our staff, we try and raise as much as we can within our patrol shifts, get competitive with it.
Oh, good.
They buy more than that shift, and that shift has to go.
Oh, that's great.
What else did we? The schools, we had several elementary schools collect, and then, you know, we pick that up from them. We have businesses within the city that really support, so they'll call me up and say, hey, I got 200 pounds of pasta, come get it.
Wow. So how were you able to bring, because I brought, I think, 100 pounds of pasta, and it was a lot for me to bring. How did you bring 1,600 pounds with you?
It took us a few cars.
Oh, did? Okay.
I had to borrow the traffic pickup truck.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, yeah, we got it caravaned up here and dropped it off earlier today.
How big is the police department in Garden Grove?
So we're 170-ish sworn officers.
Oh, that's
officers.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, yeah. You step quickly. I heard you guys step quickly to mischief makers. Is that true?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
We, you don't like them?
No.
Yeah. Move them out to different cities.
Well, we try not to just push them off to the neighbors, but Anaheim wouldn't be too happy with us.
That's right. Do you guys have a good relationship with the other cities?
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of a bunch of different cities.
Okay.
I think we have 7 or 8 cities that we border, so we have to work well with them, and we do a pretty good job.
I got a question for you, Detective. About 5 or 6 years ago, mischief makers mm-hmm. in downtown Anaheim, and they started walking towards Disneyland, and Anaheim cops don't put up with that. Did you guys get involved with that one?
If it's the same scenario that I think I was there. And
yeah,
I was pretty
were they blocking off streets?
Yeah, yep. And
as soon as they got to the 5 freeway, they were like, no, yeah. You're not coming over the 5.
Yes, yeah. I was a pretty new cop at the time and got out there. Well, it was a little longer than 5 years ago.
Maybe 7 or 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
But yeah, it was.
How long have you been with them?
I've been with Garden Grove about 12 years.
Okay.
Now, when it says detective, Tim, I just wanted to ask the detective. So that implies to me like an investigative sort of aspect to your work. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes. So I started in patrol, did that for a few years, and then I've been a detective for about 7.
So, like, what kind of stuff do you investigate?
Well, right now I'm assigned to homicide, felony assault, and criminal threats.
Wow.
But, something light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've worked different desks, and I've worked my way up to this. And
when you're investigating that stuff, is social media a clue to a lot of stuff now these days?
Yes, very much so. You'd be amazed at the silly things people put up there. And
how about these people putting up, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and, you know, $50,000 watches, and then the next day someone robs them? Crazy.
Yeah, it's the amount of theft and the different types of theft that are going on is crazy these days.
Have these Ring cameras helped you out?
Yeah, all the surveillance cameras are amazing tools for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it may have helped you guys out, but the guy who it really has not helped out is the cheating husband.
Yes.
Because now he can't walk into his own house when his wife's out of town, you know?
He's got to set the motion alarm.
That's right. Yeah, it's a mess, I'll tell you. All right, but so 1,600 pounds, this has got to be the biggest so far.
Last year we had sort of a fluke donation of like 500 pounds. So
wow.
I think we beat it last year, but this is still good progress because we didn't get that fluke donation from this year.
All right. Please thank as many of the men and women on the force as you can for us personally.
Yep. And then I just want to say, in addition to the 1,600 pounds, we had about just over $800 in cash donations.
Some people
weren't able to go buy pasta, so they did cash. And I know our police association donated a big chunk of that. So,
and Detective Camara got here earlier, dropped off all the pasta, and then you had to go home.
Yes.
For what reason?
I have a little terror of a toddler at home. So,
boy or girl?
A boy. He's
so you have an 18-month-old boy.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Is that your first kid?
Yes.
Oh,
that's great.
By far,
the fun's just beginning.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a daughter. She's 17. And by a billion light years, it's the greatest thing I've ever done. I imagine you're feeling the same way.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Does he look like you?
Spinning image.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's great.
That's pretty funny.
That's fantastic.
He tries to do everything I do. And
oh, that's cool.
It's going to be tough when he's a teenager to have a detective dad, though, I got to say.
Keep a close eye on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he can't get away with anything.
No. I'll see right through it.
Do you have family in law enforcement?
No, I didn't. I had some military family, but nobody in law enforcement. It was just something that kind of called to me.
So. Okay. And where did you go through? Which academy did you go through?
I went to the Orange County Sheriff's Academy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I mean, it's a tough one, but they really, there's a lot of agencies that draw and hire out of that.
Absolutely.
And they're really, really cool. Any friends in law enforcement? Or they you know, not that you made while you were in law enforcement, but.
So I had a friend that I went to college with who was at Garden Grove PD, and I tried to convince him, you don't want to be a cop. Don't be a cop. And then a few years later, I was calling him for a reference to.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Can I ask you guys a favor? You know the casinos, the fake illegal casinos you shut down?
Oh, yeah.
Give me a jingle before you hit another one of those.
You want like 24 hours just to clean them out?
Yeah, because I know a lot of those guys, and if I get caught in another one of those things, my wife's gonna go crazy. I've always been a no victim, no crime type of guy, but you guys will take the opposite side, saying that there is criminal activity with drugs and guns and prostitution.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in there. These are not the casinos you want to frequent.
Yes, I do.
No. Make the drive out to, Morongo.
Morongo.
Yeah.
All right. Stay safe out there. Really appreciate it.
Thank
1,600
you,
pounds.
Come on.
And $800. Wow. The Garden Grove Police Department. Thank you, Detective. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Stay safe, man.
Thank you, Detective.
All right. Wow, that is fantastic. On cop salary, too. You know, these guys are making $10 million a year. Able to raise that kind of money and give back to the community in Anaheim is really beautiful. Really says a lot about the police department in Garden Grove.
It's nice that, when we do this every year, it's really awesome to see the same people coming up that we saw from last, because he walked up and I was like, oh, yes. Right. Save on and all that. It's just... And then we're building, adding more and more people.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to see that side of law enforcement, too, come out in a big way like that. It's really, really cool of them to do it. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, it's Conor Moore Show. Mark Thompson's here, the whole crew, and we're live in Anaheim at the White House on KFI AM at 640. Conor Moore Show, ding and dong.
Wow.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you, man. People have brought by the coolest things to give to us. There's a guy here who's into auto racing, and that's him.
He is the racer.
Yeah, his name is Jeff.
Yeah.
Darrenson.
Darrenson?
I believe so.
How do you pronounce that last name, Jeff? Where's Jeff? How do you pronounce that last name? No, you don't have to walk up here.
He's going to come up.
No, it's a 20-minute conversation. How do you pronounce your
Dragsters.
Last name?
Dorenson.
Okay, you can go back and sit down.
Dragsters, man.
But, man, this guy's he goes 175 miles an hour in that car. That's like Chris Little on the 210.
Yeah.
Mark Thompson, anywhere.
Yeah, or Croge. You're a speeder, right?
Yeah, Croge is in the hunt.
Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
In my life?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
One or two.
I got one for on the way to Vegas. I'm glad I didn't get it for this. I was going 126 in a Corvette.
That is sick.
And I came down to about 88 and got it at 88. But if I get a 126, they're gone.
That's a sick.
I felt like an a-hole doing that too. You know, because when you're that low to the ground, it feels like you're going 700 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I was alone, so I wasn't married, didn't have a kid, I wasn't wiping anybody out but myself, and the van of Christians.
The van of nuns behind you?
The van of Christians, it always overturns on the 15 on the way to Vegas. Isn't that always the accident?
It is true, yeah.
Why are Christians going to Vegas anyway?
Well, it's a kind of retreat. It's prayer and gaming.
All right.
Yeah.
You notice that when you move to Vegas, and we've had friends that have moved to Vegas.
And moved back.
Yeah, right. Brian Regan is one of them. If I were to move to, let's say I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, right? I wouldn't explain to you why I'm moving. I'm like, I'm moving to Phoenix, Arizona. You go, Tim, you're going to have a great time. It gets warm in the summer. Boom, done. If I was going to move to Chicago, I'd be like, oh, Chicago's great. food's great, a little dangerous in the street, stay out of this area and this area, you're going to have a great time. If I say I'm moving to Vegas, I also have to say, but I don't really gamble a lot. I'm really not into roulette. I don't play the tables or ever go. You have to offer that.
Yes.
That you are not addicted and are going just for the schools.
You are right. Yeah. Just for the schools. Yeah. Or you, as you would say, hang a light on it and go, hey, you know what, man? I'm tired of avoiding my addiction. I got to go with it.
Yeah. A friend of mine did that. He got caught cheating on his wife. And instead of denying it, he said, everything you just learned about me is true and more. And I hate to say this to you, but I'm going to the dark side, darling.
Wow.
Marriage is over. I'm staying with her. And he did.
Wow. That's a great guest for a future night on the Conway
Show. That's right. That's right. All right. Yeah. Speaking of guests on the show, ladies and gentlemen, the news director at KFI, Chris Little.
Wow. Oh.
Hey, thank you.
Pretty great. Pretty great.
Chris Little has
Kooks
been.
Kooks Among Us.
Yeah, the Kooks Among Us.
Who remembers that?
Chris Little, who's been in radio for how many years?
Since 1979.
Woo! Wow. So quick math, 45 years?
You'll have to do the math.
All right.
And that's why I'm in radio, because I can't do the math.
He's going to spend the next 45 years trying to properly wear headphones.
I would.
All right.
There we go. Okay. All right, Chris Little.
I can't believe it.
Are you involved in the auction packages? Did you put together a package?
No, I'm involved in. I hired a guy who is in an auction.
Steve
package.
Gregory.
That'd be Steve Gregory.
I see. Okay. And I looked for you last night. I watched the Wally George show. How many here watched Wally George last night? Yeah.
Wally, 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 Wally.
Okay, how about this one? 999?
You don't know the
phone number. 5,000. Anyway, I say 999, you say 5,000. 999?
5,000.
So that's how you do it.
Chris Little was the floor manager on the show, on the Wally George show, and his job would be to get the audience all rolling. And this is it.
That's the way he does it. That's the way he does it.
And last night, I watched an episode with Rick Dees on it.
Yeah.
Where he brought that big white Elvis outfit. You were working that day?
Yes, and he had a pie
in a briefcase
under his seat.
Right. But you have to still explain this to me. Even people today love that show, Wally George, and I, for some reason, didn't get it. Can you explain it to me?
Well, Wally George was a super conservative, kind of a kooky guy. And
but he always fights with the guest.
He always fights with the guest, but it was always set up for the most part.
Okay.
And
somebody is devastated right now.
Who comes to a show with a pie in a briefcase?
Right.
You know, a lot of people do. But people in Orange County loved it. But a lot of guys used to come to the show. They'd smoke weed across the street,
God.
Then come in.
Tell me that's not
That's why
so.
You didn't get it. Yeah, there's a lot of guys smoking weed.
So with Wally George, he was nationally syndicated, though. He was on a lot of public access.
I don't know. We had him on KDOC TV, Channel 56, and so you would see him on cable.
Okay. But he was very popular.
He was very popular. As a matter of fact, when he died, what's his name? Schuller from the Crystal Cathedral.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
Did his funeral.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
He kind of had a Schuller look to him, didn't he, with the white hair?
Yes,
and
he had this platinum hair that you weren't supposed to touch it. And he always.
Well, I think that's with everybody.
I was going to say, that's not an extraordinary request.
Yeah, I know, but I always wanted to touch it, and I was told I couldn't.
I remember it was a thing, wasn't it? Like, he would, like, people.
Yeah,
would
his hair.
To,
yeah, no,
are we still talking about his hair?
Yeah,
that too.
Anyway.
Buddy,
stand by.
So how long have you been with KFI?
Since 1991. I got on part-time when I worked at Chino Valley Cablevision.
Hey, now.
So 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years. That's wild, man. Yeah.
I got on in 91 part-time. I haven't been there as long as Crozier.
34 years for Crozier.
And then in 95, I got on full-time as a reporter.
And by the way, you may never have met anybody in your life whose wife won... Double Showcase?
The Showcase Showdown on The Price is
Did
Right.
Did you win both showcases?
Yeah.
She won. She was within $100 or won both.
No, no, she didn't win them both. She won the Showcase Showdown.
Man, your wife won the Showcase Showdown, and you still don't know what she won.
No, he knows.
Here's what I know is she won $40,000 worth of stuff, and the taxes were $16,000.
Wow.
So we drove the car that we won. It was a Dodge Avenger. It was the last year they made them because everybody hated the Dodge Avenger.
Sure.
They had lots of blind spots. We took it to CarMax, and they said they'd give us $13,000 for it. We drove it for a year, and then they gave us $13,000 for it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got them.
We still had to pay $3,000 in taxes.
And the car was nice. You enjoyed that?
No, it was like a rental car.
Was she excited to win Price is Right?
What?
Was your wife excited to win the Price is Right?
My wife was excited to win the Price is Right, yes. It was very exciting to win the Price is Right.
How many times did you try before you won?
Only once.
Really?
She studied it. She went online. If you go to Price is Right, you go online, you study all the stuff, and you know your stuff, and she knew all her prices. I mean, you don't know them, 100% of the time.
But you got, in other words, she did the homework before she
did the homework.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Weren't you on The Price is Right? I saw an episode where you were in it.
So I was a friend of mine wanted to be Julie Little, wanted to be on the show. So I, I did American Idol, and Price is Right is produced by the same company, Fremantle, that does American Idol. So I call my friend at Fremantle, and I said, my friend wants to be in the audience. Not saying that she has to be on The Price is Right, but I know you choose from the audience. They said, no problem, we'll set it up. And I said, look, I'll come down there, but I don't want to wait on a line, and I don't want to be on the show. I just want to, come down there and see her in the audience. But this isn't a girlfriend or something. It's just a friend of mine, but she was really an enthusiast.
Right, support.
So, yeah, it's a support. Right. So so they said they were really keen on this. They said, you cannot have any contact with her the day of the show. She's going to be online with the contestants. You're going to come in later, but you can not even, exchange text messages with her because they have all these standards and practices, these rules.
Okay, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll come back the rest of that story.
I have a dramatic finish to this story.
Yeah! It's going to be great.
I mean, it's huge. It's a big finish.
It is unbelievable. It's the best Price is Right story tonight.
It is.
Oh. By far.
It's big.
All right, it's Comedy Show. We're live on KFI AM 640.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.